Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. How is everybody doing? How is everybody holding up out there? Every day, a little more wild, a little more crazier. Can you feel the pressure of the world coming down upon you? Of course you can, because that's just how we're living in these times. Wild times. Roast battle last weekend was phenomenal. Fort Mac, phenomenal. We'll get into that. Great fan question today. Great fan question. A few topics to get into. Holy shit. Vaccination passports. The Taliban is back. It's getting Talibananas out there. Like we talked last episode. It's getting Talibananas out there. Everybody's having a little good time. Especially the Taliban. They're just doing whatever the hell they want. Meanwhile, we're over here shoving our thumb up our ass and being like, can I go to the restaurant if I have my papers today? Can I go watch the Oilers play if I have my papers? Fuck. So if the Taliban comes over here, I'm Team Taliban. I have now moved over to the dark side. I'm going Team Taliban. I'm just going to adjust this so that I can talk like this. There we go. Holy shit. Oh my god, here we go. That's what I'm doing. That's where my head's at, right? I'm tired of these people that, you know what? These people fucking drive me insane. 7 months ago, all these retarded white women were hanging out of their fucking balcony apartments or hanging out their balcony windows, beating the shit out of pots and pans. Talking about frontline workers, they're the real heroes. They're the real heroes. And now these psychopaths somehow think they're the heroes because they got stabbed in the arm twice. You got these assholes running around. If you aren't vaccinated, get away from me. It's insane. What makes you think, because you went and got stabbed in the arm twice, that you're a fucking hero? God almighty. People drive me insane in situations like this. These are people that have done zero in their life. They've done nothing. Their family fucking hates them. Their friends fucking hate them. They finally have something to grip onto. And they want this to stick around for quite some time. That's why they're barking about vaccine passports. I like the idea of vaccine passports. Because they get to feel something, like they're above people. You know what I mean? These psychopaths, they haven't done nothing. They're so pathetic that we look at people that pick bottles in a ditch as higher than them. That's these people. I think it's great that you can't go to a hockey game because I can go to a hockey. You've never watched a hockey game in your life. You've never been able to afford tickets to go watch the Oilers play. And now all of a sudden, you're their number one fan because they have vaccine mandates to get into the arena. I think it's great. These people running around thinking they're fucking heroes because they got stabbed in the arm twice. My God. I hope they're the ones that, I hope they drop. Not dead. I hope this, like, one day, brain aneurysm, retarded. Just like that. It's annoying as hell. 7 months ago. Right? 7 months ago, these were the people beating the shit out of pots and pans. Frontline workers are, they're the heartbeat of the country. They're the heartbeat of the country. They're made sure that we're all safe. And now these people, like, just completely, because a nurse doesn't want to get stabbed in the arm with this, you're the devil. Oh my God. I can't handle it. I can't handle it, because if push came to shove, and let's say it gets a little violent out there, and I wouldn't even be surprised if it somehow does get a little violent out there, right? These people are going to be the ones that are hiding in their basements. They're not going to come out. They spent, you know, like it's the, if it was the Purge, those are the guys running from the hills because they know that they have at least 15 to 20 people that are going to take them out. And it's all family members. And if the family members don't get to them, then somebody in the community that they've fucking screamed in their face, maybe that's what we need. Maybe that movie was on the right track. You know what I mean? Just so we can just rid these people. That's the only thing that's irritating me, because I don't give a shit, right? If you went and decided to get the vaccine or not, who gives a fuck, right? I don't need some hillbilly that barely got through science 10 in high school to tell me about biology, okay? I don't need that, and I also don't need the pink-haired girl trying to fucking tell me about gender, you know? Some redneck out there arguing about fucking biology and the effects that vaccines can have when this guy, you know, it's like, you need to calm down, because me and you used to chug bottles of whiskey and snort fucking coke from guys we didn't even know, all right? And then on the flip side of things, these leftist fucking losers yelling at you because, you know, I'm double vaxxed. Why are you double vaxxed? I want to punch I punch Nazis in the face. You want to know what Nazis did? Show me your papers. Ah, you don't have papers. Why don't you just come into this train, huh? These people are fucking stupid. It's getting Taliban-anas out there. Maybe the Taliban is right. I'm kind of with them at this point, you know? Because if it was Taliban-anas over here in fucking Canada, you know what would be happening? I'd be able to just flog every female that decided to raise their voice about anything in public. I would. I'd be able to just be like, hey, you know what she said the other day? She said that she didn't wear a hijab in the grocery store. Who are you going to believe, me or her? Do I look like a guy that would lie? Do I look like a guy that would lie just to see her get flogged in public? Would I do that? That's, you know, it'd be funny is if then all of a sudden they try to like be like, that's kink shaming. You're kink shaming in public. Well, no, we're kink enabling. She struck me as a woman that would look like she'd want to be flogged at City Center in front of everybody, and we were all going to spectate it. We're going to have a good time. Well, that's not the same. That's where we're at. We're like, it needs to get Taliban-anas up in fucking Canada. Either that little saying is going to take off, or people are going to get annoyed at it. And you know what? I know what I say? I could give a fuck, because it's getting Taliban-anas. I love how they just hit them with a wink, wink every time they're in the media. They're like, yes, we're going to take care of all of the women over here. I don't know what this accent is. It's be like, hey, we're going to take care of all of the women. I don't know how the Taliban's talk.
I'm going to cut you. I'm going to cut you. Come closer so I can cut you.
Oh, God. And yeah, like they come out in the media and be like, the women are safe here. And then all of a sudden, it's just like three feminists shot dead in the streets. And they're like, ah, gotcha. You know, you get the fucking Seinfeld music playing. God almighty. It's fucking crazy. Over here, yeah, I'm going to punch a Nazi. I punch Nazis. Show me a papers. Not a problem. Fuck the unvaccinated. They're fucking fascist, bro. I'll show you my vaccine card to go see the fucking yellow card concert, bro. Dude, going to fucking Insane Clown Posse. Fucking vaccine cards. Punching Nazis. Oi, oi, oi. Fucking idiots. Did you know the Nazis used to test out, have medical experiments on all the Jews?
Yeah, but this is different. I'll punch a Nazi if they want to put that in my arm. But I'll trust Alberta Health Services and the government and everything around it.
Fucking idiots. This is a problem. The world's too stupid. Everybody's too fucking dumb to form an opinion. I rant about this because I fucking can't stand people that are loud and dumb. I'm loud and dumb. I hate myself. I look in the mirror and be like, you should kill yourself today. Every day, take a gander in the mirror. You should do it, do it, do it. Pussy, pussy, you're too soft. You won't do it today. You're right. I won't do it today. That's what's driving me nuts. Everywhere you go, everybody's like, yeah, I got an opinion. You barely graduated high school, okay? I'm in that category. I can just recognize that I'm too stupid. That's why I will never run for any sort of position of power, because I recognize that I am too dumb to be in that position. The vast majority of human beings, you know, barely scrape by, can barely rub two brain cells together. And that's what I like about this group of people that listen to this podcast, right? We get it. We get it. We know that this motherfucker is going to hell in a handbasket. And all we want to do is make a couple bucks, you know, be able to afford some shit. I want to be able to fly to Costa Rica, get my dick licked by two fucking reeking hookers while I snort some of the purest cocaine on the planet. I work my ass off. I deserve it. I want to get my asshole licked, my cock sucked while I'm smoking a cigarette on a balcony looking at the fucking ocean. That's what I want. That's what I work for. You know, you wake up, you do this shit, you get it. You understand, like, some things piss you off. Actually, a lot of things piss you off, but nobody's really listening, right? Nobody's really listening. Nobody gives a shit what I have to say. When I wake up in the morning and I put my boots on one pant, or I put on my pants one leg at a time, slap on the boots, head out the door, all I think about is making a few bucks to throw in the bank so that way I can get on that flight to Costa Rica, you know, and relive the experience of getting my asshole licked while smoking a cigarette on a balcony. You're leaned over the balcony, smoking a cig. You got a pina colada at 8:30 in the fucking morning, and your hoop's getting tongued. You're looking out there. You see a sail ship. You're like, holy fuck, I've never seen a sailboat before. This is great. I've never seen a sailboat while getting my asshole licked and smoking a cigarette. That's for damn sure. Put that off the list. Mark it off. You got that out of the way. And then, you know, like, these are the things we think about. It's like, do I want to bitch about it? I'm not going to fucking sit here and get into arguments out with people out in the public. Whether you got your fucking vaccine card before you go into 7-Eleven to get a corn dog and a pack of cigarettes? Yeah, because we really care about our health. It's like the Flames and the Oilers. Have you seen this shit? I did for the American listeners. So what's happening in Alberta right now is our NHL teams are the Edmonton Oilers and the Calgary Flames. This pathetic fucking squad, I should say squad, these pathetic squads can't even fucking make it past the second round of the playoffs. Give the people what they want, you know, a playoff run. Maybe a Stanley Cup would be nice, but no. What we're going to do, right, because we care about the people. We don't give a shit about the team. We don't give a shit about the fans, but we care about your health. So we're going to put mandates in that you need vaccination. You need a vaccination card to get in through the front doors to come and scarf down $14 corn dogs, not even a fucking loaded hot dog, a $14 corn dog, a $9 bag of popcorn, and $15 beers. Because we care about your health. Not just your health, your mental health. You know that job that you got to wake up to and go to every fucking morning that you fucking hate? You work your ass off to go get a $115 nosebleed ticket, I may add, way up in the top deck, get polluted off $15 beers, right? We care about your health. That's what we care about. We want you healthy before you come in. We need to see a vaccination card before you come in. Fuck off. Fuck yourself. I have probably shaved years off my life watching the Edmonton Oilers play hockey because it's the most pathetic fucking organization in the goddamn NHL. You know, we're down there with the Buffalo Sabres, for fuck's sakes. Even they're more respectable. Up here, haven't had a playoff run, a decent one, since when did they make the playoffs or the Stanley Cup final against Carolina? I can't remember. Was that 2006, 2007, or is that the lockout? I can't remember. Who gives a shit? All I'm saying is this team has caused me more fucking aneurysms than anything else on the planet. That's because I enjoy hockey. Everybody's like, well, why do you let a sport run your life? Because I like the game. Time for a little ad read. Here we go. DangerCatShop.com. We got Big Trudy's back in stock. They went out quick, but guess what? We restocked them, and we'll be shipping out everybody's. I didn't think that they were going to fly off that much. We had a few left over, and then next thing you know, holy shit. So the Big Trudy's are back in stock. I got the Killin' Beer shirt on right now. Beautiful fucking shirts. They fit great. We got all sorts of stuff. Yeah, on the store. Use the code PODCAST69 for, I think, 15% off your order. And, also, patreon.com/DangerCats69. And you'll get an extra episode of the Uncle Heck podcast every fucking week, man. Every week. This week is a little confusing. The extra episode came out Tuesday because I fucked up and the video footage is on here. So there is an extra episode waiting for you all on there already. Same topics, different conversation. So there is an extra episode. Titty Tuesdays is on there. We're going to fire that back up. I was away for a little while, so I got behind. When I take time off, it's tough to like keep it going. Reminder, it's pretty much just me running this shit, me and another guy. And he does all the business shit, and I got to take care of all the content. And it's a lot of goddamn content, let me tell you there, buddy. Patreon.com/DangerCat69, extra episode, Titty Tuesday, merch releases, all that shit. You can become a Danger Dong Patreon executive producer, and your name will be down in the description down below. And on top of it, get this, your name will scroll at the end of the YouTube video. Back to the episode. I like the game. And then for them to get swept last year, 4 games swept by the Winnipeg Jets, couldn't even put up a win.
Yeah, well, guess what? This year, you're going to have a vaccination card before you enter the arena.
Thank God. Another reason for me not to go and not pay money to see a fucking pathetic hockey team. If I'm Connor McDavid, I'm just looking around and being like, can somebody either assassinate me or trade me? Can that happen? Please, dear God. I hope one day I'm walking across the street to go get a coffee from 7-Eleven. Tim Hortons. I feel like he's a Starbucks guy. I'm walking across the street to Starbucks, and I pray a drunk driver is completely polluted and puts the fucking front end of a Dodge Ram right into my goddamn sternum and ends it for me. Because that's how much I like playing hockey here. The fans are awful. They're all retarded. Everybody's retarded. God. Don't get me started about Calgary.
You need full vaccination, but come watch Johnny Gaudreau blow a lead.
It's getting fucking... That's what I mean. It's got to get a little Talibananas out here. That's all I'm saying. Send them over. Send a few of them over. What's the worst that's going to happen? We have a good time. Did you not see those guys in the fucking bumper cars with AK-47s? Does that not look fun? I'm jealous. Now I only want to go into a bumper car with an AK-47. I wake up in the morning and I think to myself, Jesus Christ. We're all like, hey, terrorism's on the rise. Is it, though? It seems like they had a blast in the goddamn presidential gym or whatever the fuck they got into. That looked like a great time. Just the boys hanging out, fucking around. I'm spitting like a son of a bitch today. I don't know if you can see it from there on the camera. Slowly making the podcast room better, though. I got a few things coming. It should brighten this thing up. We should be styling and profiling here pretty soon. Let's talk about Fort Mac and the roast battle for a minute here. I lost in the final. Here I thought my audience was behind me, you know. I put on a roast battle so I could prove to you guys that not only is the tongue sharp, which I thought it was, but now I know that you're all a bunch of race traitors. You know, that's all. I lose to a black gentleman in the final, and that's all that I learn, is that you guys are a bunch of race traitors. Holy shit. I can't even say that with a serious fucking tone. That's too funny. You imagine that? Imagine if I came on here, you fucking race traitors. Holy shit. Hack's gone full fucking, who's that guy? Derek Vineyard on us. He's America History X-ing it. Did I say America? American History X-ing. He's really grabbing a gear here. Then this is how racism started. I got beat by a black guy in my own roast battle in the final, and I go full blown, right out of proportion. Like that Joker guy. What's his name? I can't think of it off the top of my head, but you remember that guy? The guy that was on like Omegle, just being a fucking maniac? He's in jail now. He went far right wing. I don't know if I got that much time and energy or give a fuck to ever go that far. That's a big ask. That's a big ask. And for those wondering, yeah, I fucked up with the video portion on the, what do you call it? Fuck me. I don't know. What am I trying to say? I got way too many things going on inside my head. There's way too many great topics going on. The fan question's great. Roast battle. That's right. Talk about the roast battle. Great night. Thank you for everybody that came out. First Danger Cats comedy event ever, right? Before I was going to get in shit-faced, do an amateur contest, and show that video of me introducing that band at Hog Flats, the motorcycle rally. Now it took me a little while. Hey, what have I told you? I'm an idiot, right? Takes me a little bit to figure out what the hell am I doing, right? Takes me a little bit to figure out what the fuck am I doing. Took me 3.5 years to figure it out before we started to right now. Here we are today. We're doing roast battle, stand-up comedy. Fort Mac was phenomenal. I love going to Fort Mac. The people up there are fucking awesome. I heard one of the funniest stats I think I'm just going to tell you. This is the funniest thing I've ever heard. COVID cases. Now I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. COVID? What do you mean the COVID? Fort McMurray. This is the funniest thing I've ever heard. And it's the most Fort McMurray thing I think I've ever heard. COVID cases increased because people were sharing straws. I'm going to say that again. COVID cases increased because people were sharing straws. Cut up ones. You know where I'm going with this? Yes, that's right. People were sharing straws, snorting fucking blow. And that's how a lot of these COVID cases have happened in Fort McMurray. Sorry. Holy shit. I haven't laughed that goddamn hard in a long time when somebody told me that. That's one of the funniest things I think I've ever heard. These people are sharing straws to do some fucking snooters. And here we go. Here we go. Cases rose in the Mac because of that. I know it's not reported that way, but that's the rumblings in the street, you know? And I believe the streets over the news. The people have a better pulse on what's happening in their hometown, and that's got to be one of the funniest things I think I've ever heard over here, fucking. You got people getting COVID because they're sharing straws to do a snooter. Fucking awesome. That's all I got to say. That's fucking awesome.
Oh, is that what you do now? You're like enabling people doing cocaine?
Do whatever the fuck you want. Revert to the beginning of this episode, okay? When I said, I don't give a shit if you get the vaccine or whatever you want to do, you do it. Live your fucking life. I don't give a fuck. Have a fucking snooter if you want. If that's going to keep you sane, keep you on the rails, pun intended, then by all means, live your fucking life. I'm not going to sit here and try to be some like street fucking preacher to you. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny though. It's like the guy that brought you heavy metal. They were ripping on me at the roast battle. The guy that brought you heavy metal, heavy women, heavy drinking is pretty much sober now. Hey, I've been living in sixth gear for a minute. I don't mind putting it back in first and coasting and seeing a little bit of the madness I've created. You know what I mean? I've been living inside the tornado. Now I'm in the eye of the storm just watching this shit happen, and it's fucking awesome. I love it. I love that people just have a good goddamn time, let their hair down. I can't sit there and judge you for that. Dude, you don't think your boy is going to hop back on in the fucking saddle? You don't think I'm going to grab sixth gear again? Hell yeah, I'm going to rev the motor. I'm going to let everybody know what's under the hood. You out of your mind? Maybe I won't grab a gear where I'm fucking up till 6 in the morning, gacked out. I don't think that gear exists in me anymore. I think it's more so just pounding beers with the boys. Like I said, live your life, have fun. This fucking thing's going to hell in a handbasket anyways. Might as well live it up. Jesus Christ, the Taliban's back, baby. Celebration. We got the 20-year anniversary of September 11th, and the Taliban came back just in time for it. Coincidence? I think not. I think their timing's impeccable. I think they couldn't have picked a better time to unleash the beast. Maybe this is what George Bush meant when he's like, I got a little surprise for you coming up this September 11th. Maybe that's what he meant. He's like, hey, catch out of the bag, boys. It was a little earlier. The Taliban is back. Fool me once. You can't fool a fool twice. God bless America. That fucking putz. You ever notice, like, it's, if you take a step back and just look at the leaders of countries, you know, especially North America right now. You had George Bush. That guy was a fucking dope. Trump was hilarious. That guy just went off the handle. Give him a Twitter account again, please. Then you got Joe Biden for America. Barack Obama was kind of a fucking dick kiss. He was like a, he's like a white black guy, but only liked being black when he was around other black guys. You know what I mean? That guy was a chameleon if I've ever seen one. Around white guys, great to meet you, sir. It's lovely to be out here on this golf course. And then all of a sudden he gets around like LeBron James and all that, and he wants to give the hood hot handshakes and shit. Fucking calm down, you country club bastard. Ugh. Then you look over to Canada. Oh boy, you look at that. That's like the neighbor. It's like Homer Simpson and Ned Flanders, you know? America and Ned Flanders. Ned Flanders is just a fucking, just a pussy. He's a pussy. And then Homer's just an idiot, right? That's the best representation of Canada right now. Two fucking jerk-offs living side by side. And I'm not saying the country as a whole. I'm just saying his leadership roles, by the way. That's what I think. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. I don't know. I'm just a buffoon, okay? I hop on this podcast once a week, which I will say, numbers are growing. Numbers are growing. Numbers are growing. Haven't had some reviews in a while, so if you're on Apple, by all means, shoot me a review. I don't know if you can on Spotify, but if you're listening on Apple Music, definitely write a review. I enjoy reading them. The funny ones are great. I don't even care if you rip on me a little bit. It's hilarious. The one guy described me as like, it's basically like parking a Malibu wakeboarding boat in front of a trailer park or in front of a trailer. Oh. But we're living, man. We're living. Having a great time doing it. That's so funny. Yeah, the Fort Mac show was phenomenal. It was great to meet some people. It's great to get out and do some shows before, you know, the whole fucking, you know, the old lockdown. You know it's coming. So we're going to try and get out there as much as we can. As far as shows go, I don't think we'll be able to get outside the borders of Alberta unless other provinces are going to play ball, or if we can get out the Saskatchewan, British Columbia, we will. But as it sits right now, it's primarily going to be in Alberta. A lot of podcast listeners up in Fort Mac, by the way. So shout out to you guys. I truly appreciate it. The one chick that I got to sit there and talk to for a minute, she sat there and ripped me a new one.
Ah, there's girls that listen to your podcast too.
Yeah, but I don't think a lot, okay? You're in the odd bunch. Like, I've looked at the analytics, okay? There's like a 3-5% total when it comes to females listening to this podcast. It's like a 95% male audience, which I understand totally. I totally, if you're a woman listening, it's like guys listening to Call Her Daddy. It's just like you're infiltrating the system. You're trying to Trojan horse the operation. We see right past it. I see through you. I know what you're up to. You're trying to get inside the minds of your retarded boyfriend to see what he actually listens to, you know? That's what you do. I'm not stupid. I see right through it. I see through your little plan. You're trying to figure out what goes on through that maniac's mind that sits across from me and always just wants to play with my tits. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. We welcome you. We don't turn anybody away around here. This is the most inclusive podcast in all of Alberta. Other than you race traders that caused me to lose my own roast battle. You race traders. Jesus Christ. You know? Thought I set myself up for zero failure. Boy, was I wrong. That's cool, though. I like the honesty, though. That's what, you know what? Let's dive into the positives here. I like the honesty of this group. You thought I didn't win. You thought I didn't win, so you dove in on it. The roast battle will be up on Patreon in the next coming week, I hope so. I should be getting the edit back right away. If not, Somebody's gonna get hurt. Somebody's gonna get hurt. That's all I'm saying. How? I don't know. Not gonna know where it came from. Not gonna know where it came from. But somebody just might get a little hurt. That's all I'm saying. I'm not threatening nobody. I'm not. Maybe something might happen. Maybe karma might catch up to him. I don't know. We do have a spectacular fan question today, which I'd love to get into. Okay, where are we? Oh, shit. Where is it? Let me try and find it. Here it is. Found it. He has to leave his name out of it. Or she. I don't know. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Hey, Hack. I have a close buddy in a very dysfunctional relationship. His old lady is always mad as hell at him, especially when he's drinking with the boys. But she is also the first person to say how awesome he is. I have now told the both of them I can't hang out with them together because the drama they bring into the backyard barbecue should be a paid act in the WWE. I do enjoy hanging out with them, but I'm exhausted from the craziness. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Oh, okay. Thanks. Have a good one, Hack. Okay. Well, first off, I think you did the right thing. I don't know. I think you're exhausted. Sounds like you're exhausted, and I can only imagine this couple. You know, I can only imagine this type of couple. Everybody has one of these in your friend group. It's two people that are so fucking toxic. They've broken up 19 times. Every other week, they seem to be broken up than the happiest couple ever online. You know, there's always photos of like how great he is. He's one of the good ones. You know, though, that stupid trend. He's one of the good ones. And this stupid bitch is she's the loud, obnoxious. You know, they I can only imagine what they fight about. It's probably like stupid things like, "Bum me a smoke, man," and be like, "Fuck you, I only got two left." Like, fuck up. Well, like, fuck, I get paid tomorrow. I'll fucking buy a pack. And then they start arguing around a barbecue, and it makes everybody uncomfortable at the party. You know what I mean? Because there's usually some people that don't know them well enough to tell them to shut the fuck up or leave. Take that shit elsewhere. It ruins the vibe. It ruins the mood. You're having a good time, and it's always like one of these retards always pipes up and gets into an argument or causes some sort of drama to ruin everything that's happening that evening. And it causes people to fucking leave. Even though everybody's having a good time up to that point, and you're like, well, this is ruined. I'm going to go home. I'd rather be at home and where it's quiet and I don't have to deal with these dysfunctional fucking dickweeds. So, yeah, I think you did the right thing by telling these assholes to fucking kick sand. I can only imagine. We all know people like this. We all know people like this, and we tolerate them for too long is the issue. We tolerate them for too long. Maybe you've sat with them and been like, listen, dude, like, you got to get it together. I can't deal with this no more. You come over, you create a ruckus. Everybody fucking is having a good time, but you and a psychopath over in the corner. And we're done with it. Like, we're done with it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't give a shit. I've sat with you a million times. Every other week you break up with her, you move in with your mom for 2 days, and then you're back at the apartment fucking arguing and fighting over who ate the last box of Kraft dinner. Like, these are just the, like, I love me some white trash, but this is like next level white trash. It's just white garbage. White trash is fun. White trash people are great. They're fun. They're funny. You know, this is just, ugh, you know. They're always like these are always like the girls too that just like think they're hot. You know, these are BP waitresses. These are the type of women that are BP waitresses and or just like a shitty small hotel bar fucking waitress. You know, they're just scuzz bags. The dude is always like jumping labor job. They barely make rent. They have a piece of shit car that they roll up in. They're fucking drunk all the time, causing ruckus everywhere they go. It loud, obnoxious. I can see them. I can fucking see them. It's always usually like jet black hair, shitty eyebrows. Remember when everybody used to backcomb their hair in 2006, 2007? Remember that style? I picture her like that, flat ass, and like spandex that were like the cloth kind. Remember the cheap cloth kind that you get at Claire's? And like always, like they're still rocking styles that probably are coming around again. They've waited so long. They haven't changed their style for so long. Wearing Osiris shoes. The dude always has like a backward side hat, right? And always, oh, fuck, bud. How you doing, bud? That's Canadian white trash. And I imagine it's pretty universal elsewhere, you know? Fingers are usually stained yellow because they still smoke cigarettes, haven't graduated to just vaping like the fucking rest of the world, you know? Still smoking darts, bumming darts, playing VLTs at noon, hoping to make rent. God, I can just imagine. And, the posts on Facebook, they don't even use fucking Instagram or, like, you know what I mean? Like, these, they're so stuck in, like, 2009. It's so pathetic, right? I know exactly. I can see it. I can picture it. I know people like this. I have people like this in my family. So, I can just imagine. And it's always, like, they never do it sober. It's always, like, 2-3 drinks, and then it pops off. I was at a party not too long ago before one of my buddy's birthday parties, and this one couple exactly like that, big old bitch, and just some fucking white trash dude. And they get into an argument over, like, the dumbest fucking thing. The dumbest fucking thing. And it just ruined it because it was, like, a 2.5-hour argument, and everybody's sitting in this weird, awkward, you know, like, you want to comment on the situation, but you know it's just going to make things more intense, and it just gets old. You're like, oh, God. Oh, God. Can't you guys just go to the dive bar up the street where you belong with the other fucking has-beens and deadbeats? You know, go do that. Get out of here. This was great until you two idiots showed up. So I don't know. I think you did the right thing. Fuck them. You don't need it. You don't need it. You don't need these people in your life. You don't need to be fucking constantly making excuses on, he's fucking coming around, man. He's a good bud of mine. He's a good bud of mine. You don't need to keep making these excuses for these guys. You know, they've made their bed. They clearly aren't going to change. I assume, like, a guy like you, that if it's gotten to this point, you've probably sat down with him or talked to him about it. I'm going to assume that, because most people don't have the balls to tell somebody to fuck off. You'll just deal with it. And then, you know, they constantly just keep causing more and more shit in your life, and it gets old real fast. So good for you. I don't know if this is really a question or you're just trying to confirm, like, what you did was right. But, dude, life is way too fucking short. And I was actually just talking to somebody about this the other day. Life is too short not to put yourself in situations you don't want to be in. You know what I mean? Like, there's no need to be sitting in, like, a state of what's, like, the perfect way to describe that? Like, this awkward state where you feel like you're tiptoeing and you don't, you might say the wrong thing to fucking ruin the evening worse than it's already been ruined. So good for you. I'm happy. I'm happy that you had the balls, because, like I said, most people don't have the balls to tell these types of people. They'll just, like, slowly drift away. They'll invite them less and less and less, where you just, like, boom, cut it off right there. Cut the snake right off the fucking head. I like that. We need more people like you. More people need to just be like, yeah, you know what? It happens. It happens, dude. Everybody's so tied to, you know what? Yeah, we all have our best friends and shit. And you grow up with these guys. You have a good time with these guys. But as time goes on, you know, people change, man. It's just the way it goes. Sometimes you grow up together and sometimes you just drift apart. That's been me with, like, a lot of fucking people. It's just I have where I want to go in life and what I want to do and how I want to do it. And a lot of people are scared to leave my hometown. A lot of people are scared to fucking step out of their comfort zone and do some wild, crazy shit, right? So with that being said, if you're comfortable and you like where you're at, by all means, keep doing you. But, like, for me, I can't. It would eat me alive knowing that there's more that I could be doing, you know? I'm just one of those people. So in turn with that, it's caused me to, like, lose friends, you know, lose business partners. It's like, hey, if you're not on board, man, I'm sorry. I don't got time to fuck around. I'm only here for so long, and it could be over tomorrow for all I fucking know. And the last thing I want to do is deal with dickheads like this guy's talking about. Dysfunctional, fucking toxic losers that can't go somewhere and conduct themselves accordingly and just have a good time. Yeah, you can get drunk, and sometimes some shit happens when you get drunk and you're going to own up to it. But if it's every fucking time, it gets old quick. It gets old quick. And the last thing you want to do is deal with these idiots. So good for you. But yeah, that's part of growing up, man. Sometimes you just got to leave people behind. And I'm guessing, like I said, if it's come to this point, I'm assuming, look at this, I'm Redneck Dr. Phil. That's who I am. I'm Redneck Dr. Phil. I'm sitting here, I'm fucking changing the world, and I cuss too much. Fucking, it's such a dumb filler word. Fuck, man. I'm that guy all the time. Fuck, man. Not gonna believe it. Yeah, you just gotta fucking grab that tie down and fucking tie that box down, buddy. But yeah, I don't know. Don't waste your time with these people. They're fucking anchors. That's all they are. They're just anchors. And they're just a draw at your energy. You know, and that's such a white girl way of putting it. But you're exhausted after you deal with people like that. You know, you are fucking drained when those people are around. And I've never really noticed that because I tend to ignore it. But when you're around it, I haven't been around like people like that in a while. And when I was around it, I was just like, holy shit, I'm exhausted dealing with, I'm not even dealing with these idiots, and I'm exhausted. I can only imagine the person that's like in the middle trying to like mediate the situation, be like, hey, calm down. Fuck her, man. She's a fucking bitch, man. Like, fuck. I told her, I'll go to 7, get another pack of smokes, and she just doesn't fucking get it, man. Doesn't fucking get it, man. And you got to deal with those idiots? Like, fuck, I could only imagine. Like, I wouldn't, gotta go. I just stop. Don't text me. Don't call me. I don't want you. I'm not your friend. I'm not your fucking buddy. Good for you. I like that. I don't know what's your thoughts on that. I like it. I don't know where else to go with that. But I'll look at the message one more time. Oh, yeah. Like he says right here, I'm exhausted of the craziness. He says it right there. So you made the right decision. You're going to be happier in the end, you know. Plus, like, get out there. Meet new people. There's a lot of fucking people in this world, so you don't got to tie yourself to everybody, you know. I was one of those guys, too. I always had to, like, try and be a people pleaser. And now that I've, like, kind of, like, taken a step back and think about things, like, if I don't want to, like, I like comfort, you know. So I'm not going to put myself in situations where if I'm not comfortable, fuck it, man. I'm too old to be dealing with that young guy shit. Older people understand this, you know. Older people, like I'd say if you're 26 and up, if you get what I'm saying right now, like you're not going to go share a hotel room with another couple just to save $60. You're like, fuck that. I'll splurge on the 60 and get the queen size bed or the king size bed. Whatever. Yeah, no, you're spending the money and getting the king. What are we saying? You know, like, you just don't do those things no more. When you're a young chap, yeah, I'll shave $60, man. We'll shack up. We'll have two couples a room. How does that sound? And you're like, as you get older, you're like, no. No. Because if I want to take a shit and have the door open while listening to sports highlights on the TV and scrolling the phone, watching Tiki Talks, I'm gonna. And I don't have to be cognizant of other fucking people in the room and try to be respectful and not tiptoe around. No, no, not a chance. As you get older, you learn that. It's a part of life, you know. You're like, ugh, no, I'm good. I'd rather just stay in my own room and not deal with anybody and not have to fucking tiptoe and dance around of like making sure they're comfortable and I'm not crossing the line or dealing with all this other shit, you know. That's just part of fucking growing up and leaving these types of people in the dust. That's a good decision on your behalf. And I think more people probably needed to hear that. There's probably so many people that listen to this. Like, I assume many of the listeners of this podcast are quite similar to me. So, like, you probably grew up similar. You have a similar background. Or there's some similarities at some point. You're a blue-collar guy. You played hockey. You understand sports. You love a good drink. You know, you love an ice cold beer, maybe a good jet every now and then. You don't mind smoking a little weed. You don't mind letting the hair down. You live a little. That's what it is. That's what it's about. So by getting rid of these people, I'd imagine that there's a lot of people that are agreeing with you right now and are thinking like to themselves, be like, yeah, I should probably do that. That doesn't seem like a horrible idea. That doesn't seem like a horrible, horrible idea. So probably, you know what? Thank this guy for bringing it up, because you're probably like in the back of your mind, you can think of three couples. Two are probably just around, but there's one involved in your life. And you're thinking to yourself like, yeah, that's Janelle and Jesse. That's Janelle and Jesse. Every time Janelle and Jesse come over, there's an argument over a fucking who drank the last White Claw. You know, I brought 6 White Claws over here, like in a fucking half bottle of booze. I was looking to get fucked up. Babe, give me $40. I want to put it in the VLT. Give me a fucking smoke, man. Ugh. But good for you, dude. That's all I got to say. Good for you. Good for you. I like that. It's about time. I heard somebody just like, actually, there was a question 2 weeks ago of like a guy trying to reassure like what he was doing, or he asked a question revolving around, is he doing the right thing? And I got to say, yeah, man, I gotta agree with you on this one. I see nothing wrong with telling these people to fuck off, because they are just a drain on your whole ecosystem, man. You know, get the crystals out. Tell the white girls to cast a spell on these fucking girls, you know. Rub some fucking graphite and sapphire together and blow it in the air. Maybe they'll fucking, like, straighten it all right. Jesus Christ. What a world we live in. I'm surprised that those people, those are the people right now that are like, I'm not going to the fucking Oilers game. You never did in the first place. That's who they are. Those are the chicks, too, that are probably screaming and, like, asking for, like, hey, where's the red carpet when I go into Tim Hortons to get a double-double? Where's the red carpet when I show up? I'm a fucking hero. I'm double vaccinated. Where is my hero cookie? I am more important right now than nurses and doctors. Specifically doctors. I'm double vaxxed. Did you know that? Are you double vaxxed? I'm double vaxxed. Shut the fuck up. These are the people right here. I'm double vaxxed, man. Fuck. I'll go to a fucking Oilers game, man, because I got the job, man. Like, I'm a fucking hero, man. I haven't done nothing in my life. In fact, I can't even keep a laborer job, you know, picking up nails for the carpenters. You know, I can't even do that. I can't even sweep floors down at the diesel shop. They won't even let me look at wrenches. I got fired last week because, you know, I thought it'd be a smart idea. I got this little trick where I steal snacks out of the concession stand, right? I got this little trick, right? And I've been stealing snacks out of there. Well, fuck, if I didn't get caught, right? I've only been working there 2 weeks, and I asked for an advance on my paycheck, too. And they were like, yeah, no, you gotta go. So here I am today, double vaxxed, though. So I'm basically a hero. I'm doing everything that you guys aren't. You can basically look at me, buddy, like fucking Superman. They call me Super Vax, Double Vax Man. Roll out the red carpet when I go to 7-Eleven to grab a corn dog and 2 packs of Canadian Classics before heading out to the shoreside to fish. Too broke to own a boat. I always bug my buddies to let me in their boat, but the last time I was in there, right, he fucking punted me out. Yeah, apparently, it's disrespectful, right, to spill a beer I was ashing in a beer, right, and then I fucking tripped and I put a cigarette burn in his leather seat that he just bought. So I'm not allowed to go in the boat no more. So I just, I fish off the shoreline. That was a rant. Yeah, that's, I don't know, man, fucking good on ya. Good on you. That's all I got to say. Keep that path. Don't even worry about it. Who gives a shit? What are they going to do? Fucking write something mean about you on Facebook? Ooh, everybody already looks at their profile to go there and feel good about themselves. So, I mean, you're in the clear. Fuck them. You're fine. You're living. I think you did the right thing. If you do have fad questions, I do like these a lot. This is a lot of fun for me. I got a lot of good rapport face-to-face in Fort Mac of listeners. I touched on it briefly, but it's awesome to, like, meet people that listen to this shit, and they laugh. They're like, yeah, man, I love just, like, throwing this on. It's actually fucking pathetic that most of you guys can't joke. Like, when I haven't been in the oil patch now for 4 years. I used to do blue collar work all up until this shit. I've never done the office thing. I've never done like computers and all this shit before. So it's like, it's a gradual change. It's cool that I get to do this stuff, but holy shit. Like, you know, some days I'm just exhausted and I feel like a pussy, you know? But we all like those days where you get in the remember those office days where you'd get light duty, those light duty days, because maybe you dropped like a fucking pipe wrench, one of those big ass pipe wrenches on your foot, kind of crushed the top of your foot. So they put you on light duty for a week. The first week is great because you get to sit there and just kind of kick your feet up. But by week two, you're losing your mind, right? Like, because you need something. You need to feel purpose. Like, you got to have drive. And just shuffling papers around is just, it's mind-numbing. It sucks. Some people are meant to do it. Me, on the other hand, man, I can't do it. I can't. I'm not one of those people that just, I don't know. So it's been a difficult transition. The only thing that's saving me is, like, I get to do cool shit, right? I always get to do something inside the brand and go out and do comedy and hone a craft. And, it's rather fucking cool that there's people that listen to this shit and have a laugh. I get to entertain people at the expense of me being an idiot. You know, it's fulfilling. I don't regret the decision of doing this. It sucks that what I was getting at is it sucks that, you know, I'm hearing people on site that they can't joke like they used to. They got to watch what they say. You can't fuck around. That was the best part about working in blue collar industries, right? Is hanging out with these like-minded people. The work sucks. The work sucks. We can all admit it. Don't sit here and try and act like a goddamn hero. I love my fucking job. No, man, you like the people. It's no different than playing hockey or a sport. You miss the dressing room. You do, because you get to hang out with these people. What the fuck? You get to hang out with these people day in, day out. You're ride or dies. You party with them. You know them. They're really good people. They're really funny. Everybody has a sense of humor. You have those guys on site that you go to and you're stoked. Like, for instance, when I was working construction for a little bit there was guys like, you know, you'd run into an electrician that was fucking hilarious. And he was great. And you loved it when you were on the same job site as him because that guy was awesome. And then you just hit it off. You know, you meet new people. You go for beers. It was great. Like, the job itself, like I said, it sucks. The labor portion sucks. You're hurting all the time. You're tired. You come home. You're exhausted. Yeah, and it's tough on relationships. It's tough raising children, especially if you're working out of town. If you're working 10 hours a day and you have a labor job where you're lifting, you're moving shit around, you're pulling wrenches, you're exhausted, man. You want to just lay in bed. And then on top of it, you got to be dad. You got to be husband. You got to be fucking boyfriend. You got to be Dr. fucking cool. You got to go meet the parents. You got to go do all this other shit. And you're like, fuck off. You earn the Friday beers is what I'm saying. You earn the Friday beers and it's respected in my eyes. I enjoy that. You know, that's why I try to work as hard as I possibly can to make some funny content. Just making content that we agree on or whatever it may be. Just getting out there, telling some jokes, fucking around on the internet. And if I can entertain a group of people that I respect and they respect me back, I'm perfectly happy with that. I'm carving a path. And for the longest time, you young bucks, I get a lot of message of these young bucks of people telling you what you should do in life. What you should do, where you should go. This is how you should do it. This is, and it's advice that they're just giving to you that you didn't ask for. If you think like what you're doing is good, and a young guy asked me the other day, is like, oh, I got a good job as a laborer. They give me tools, a truck, and all this, but I want to go for an apprenticeship, and I know I'm taking a pay cut, and I know I got to buy my own tools, and it's going to be a little more expensive. And all I said was, that laborer job right there hangs all that shiny shit in front of your eyes. So that way you'll stay there and you're never going to progress. So by you going out, buying your own tools, having to get your own truck, this is teaching you the value of a dollar. Then when you own those tools, you're going to take care of them because they are yours now. And so what? You take a pay cut and a haircut in the beginning. In the end, it's going to be more fulfilling. You're going to have a red seal trade that you can take internationally. internationally, it's recognized. Nobody gives a shit about the laborer. That's why they put this shit in front of your face to make you think that this is great here. It's not. They trap you with shit like that. You're a young guy. You can sacrifice 1-2 years of being a little broke. It'll go by quick. It'll go by quick, but don't listen to the advice of fucking idiots. And that's, you know, like, that's why I'm pointing the old finger here. But I'm just saying, like, in the beginning, everybody told me to quit this. Everybody told me to quit this, right? Don't do this. This isn't a good way to make a living. This isn't smart. You're going to get fired from your job. It's not going to work out. Everybody doubted me in the beginning when I first started Danger Cats, right? It was vulgar. It was cruel. I said shit that nobody had the balls to say on the internet. And well, I mean, people are saying it. Who am I kidding? My ego isn't that big that I was the only one doing it. But as things started to progress, you know, the heat started to come and people were encouraging me to quit what I was doing. Stop what you're doing and get a real fucking job. What is a real job, first off? What is a real job? Who gives a shit? If it's going to make you happy, young buck, go and fucking do it. Go and do it. Nobody's gonna give you the fucking guide to happiness or the most fulfilling life. You know, there's no book wrote on that. So what I say, this is what I say. If you wake up in the morning and you feel like what you're doing is correct and you're on the right path and this is gonna work out for you, believe in it, trust it. It may take longer than you think, but it's worth it in the end. Nobody can take it away from you. Nobody can hang those tools in front of your eyes. Nobody can hang that fucking truck in front of your eyes over a wage. You can then go out. You have the ability to, jump. If you don't like the job, you know, benefits. Oh, they give me benefits. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a shit? So what? They have all these little shiny things to keep you down. And I sound like a fucking conspiracy. This is what they do, right? This is my Alex Jones. This is my blue-collar Alex Jones. This is what they do, right? They give you all these things. They put it in front of your face. So that way you stay at this job and you get tied to it. But it's true. Or else they wouldn't do it. That's the only reason they can keep guys around, because you get a work truck. You get this. You get that. Go out. Do it on your own. Do it on your own. Much more fulfilling. And I thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Reminder, there is an extra episode every week. This week I kind of fucked up. You'll hear this as the extra episode. But there is a new episode similar to this one, but I fucked up with the video footage. That's why if you are watching this and you notice that it's different, because I fucked up the video footage. So there's some confusion here. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. You'll get an extra episode every week. And you can become an executive producer of the podcast. You'll see your name scroll at the end of the video, and your name will be down in the credits down below. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. If you're listening to Apple or listening to this on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, be sure to leave a review. It helps pump this podcast up. I truly appreciate it. If you don't, I'll go fuck myself. I'm perfectly fine going to fuck myself, okay?